It's Monday, November 11th, 2013. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Boy, howdy, what a great song. That was right back there. It's a band I like to call Computer Magic. That's her name. She's from right here in Brooklyn, New York. Big fan of Computer Magic. I say it every time. She releases lots of stuff. This song, in particular, Summer Vacation. Not the most perfect song title for the time of year. Admittedly, this is not exactly summer vacation time, but a fantastic song. Nonetheless, one that deserves to be on the show. It's from a Japanese release called Scientific Experience, which is very expensive to get from Amazon, but fortunately, it's mostly just stuff she's already released elsewhere, except for a couple songs, and including that one, which you can download for free from SoundCloud. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about here on The Sounds of My Head at thesoundsofmyhead.com. That's where to find links to stuff like that awesome summer vacation song by Computer Magic that we just heard. So good. So good. Speaking of things that are great, how about this band? They're called Starcadian. They're also from right here in Brooklyn. They got a great song. It's called Heart. It's from their album Sunset Blood. And this whole album and everything about Starcadian, it seems to be that they're going for this like 80s sci-fi soundtrack thing. So there's like songs on the album that are like so-and-so's theme, you know, and whatever. And it's like, it's not actually a soundtrack to anything, and it's not from the 80s, it's brand new. But it just sounds, it has that very distinct sound of sort of air meets Daft Punk meets orchestral scoring and stuff. It's kind of all over the place within a very narrow spectrum of 80s soundtrack. And it's really great. It's super great. We're going to hear this song called Heart. I love it. It's my favorite track off the record, but there's some other great ones. So if you like this song, definitely check out Starcadian. It seemed like an appropriate thing to go after Computer Magic. So here it is, Starcadian with Heart. Where else but on the Sounds in My Head?
watch the world. Yeah, nothing works, they say you don't mind. Behind. We left
A sad, mournful song. The brave golden hawk had departed, had gone to that great, great beyond. Sometimes at night, when there's rain in the sky, here's her love high above. He and his pony go thundering by.
He's one of the Tea Party's biggest stars. But now, Senator Rand Paul stands accused of doing something our third grade teachers would nail us for, plagiarism.
Tea Party Senator apparently lifted several lines of his speech directly from Wikipedia.
In the movie Gattaca, in the not too distant future, eugenics is common and DNA plays the primary role in determining your social class.
All right, I'm going to pretend here that the thing we're supposed to be concerned about is that Rand Paul is copying from Wikipedia and not that he's warning Americans about the role of government by referencing an Ethan Hawke movie. I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation.
I think the spoken word shouldn't be held to the same sort of standard that you have if you're giving a scientific paper. 98% of my speeches are extemporaneous, and so it is a little bit hard to footnote things accurately.
98% of his speeches are extemporaneous, meaning only 2% of his speeches are plagiarized, and the truth is most of those are just Taylor Swift lyrics, so really. But the problem is it doesn't stop with speeches.
3 pages of Rand Paul's latest book were directly lifted from conservative think tanks' documents. Another entire section of the same book was lifted nearly word for word from a Forbes article.
A September op-ed written by Senator Paul in the Washington Times appears to have been largely lifted without attribution from an article that appeared in a magazine called The Week.
But at least the Rand man is handling these allegations in the appropriate manner.
I think I'm being unfairly targeted by a bunch of hacks and haters.
Senator Paul told the New York Times, quote, "To tell you the truth, people can think what they want. I can go back to being a doctor anytime. If they're tired of me, I'll go back to being a doctor and I'll be perfectly content."
You know what? I'll start my own government where you're allowed to copy off other people. I'll start my own country. And yeah, that's right, I'll call it Belgium. I came up with that name, Belgium.
He who laughs last is supposed to laugh best. He who laughs last is supposed to laugh best.
He who laughs last is supposed to laugh best, but it just doesn't happen that way. He who laughs last is supposed to laugh best, so why am I crying today?
Why am I crying today?
Let me tell you now, last the day you left me. was some other girl that you met. I swore that that would be on you. I get even with you yet. This morning when they told me your new love wasn't true, you know I couldn't even crack a little smile. I was still in love with you. Doesn't happen that way. He who laughs last is supposed to laugh best. But why am I crying today? He who laughs last is supposed to laugh best. But it just doesn't happen that way. He who laughs last is supposed to laugh best. So why am I crying today? Yeah, why am I crying today?
Right, maybe it's time for us to catch up. After Starcadian, we heard Arcade Fire from Montreal. They've got a new album. You might have heard that. They've been promoting it a lot, I think. But anyway, that was a really great song. It was called Here Comes the Nighttime, my favorite track off the record. That's a pretty good record, though. If you like Arcade Fire especially, you're going to like Reflector, so definitely pick that up. I liked Here Comes the Night in particular because it's got such a Cure thing going on. It's got a little bit more than a dose of the Cure in that there song, which I guess you could say that about almost everything. Pretty influential band, the Cure. But yeah, so I liked that song, and it was like 6.5 minutes long, so they only get one song. There's plenty of stuff on the record I could have played that's good enough, but it's just, it's all really long, so you get one song. Gonna make them 7 minutes long. Okay, after Arcade Fire, we heard Sonny James from Nashville, Tennessee, doing his version of the song Apache, one of my favorites. Big fan of Apache. Every time I hear any new version that I've never heard of that song before, I always try and pick it up. I heard that playing in some, like a gallery or something. I forget where I was, but I heard it and I was like, whoa, a version I've never heard. What's this from? And the answer is a weird two-disc compilation called Early 60s Lost and Found Gold. And it's a pretty great deal because it's like two discs and each has like 25 songs or something. And you can get it on Amazon for like $6 or something. So definitely it's a good value for your money if you want to pick up a bunch of relatively obscure early 60s music. And the great thing is another song that was on there was this Frida Payne song that we heard after Apache, He Who Laughs Last, which an incredibly great song by Frida Payne from Detroit. And big fan of that song. Like, I love it so much. I've listened to that just over and over again. I'd never heard it before this compilation. And the thing is, Frida Payne, she's pretty well known. Like, mostly her work from, like, the late 60s and 70s. And it's pretty different than that that He Who Laughs Last song, which I like way more. Definitely check out that compilation if you like the old stuff, because I do. And those were two of my favorites off of that their collection. Speaking of things from the 60s, how about a band that fakes it? They're called Cults. They're from right here in New York City. They got a newish album out. It's called Static, and it continues their kind of girl group sound with a little bit more guitar hum and distortion. It's pretty great stuff. We're going to hear two tracks from their new album, Static. We're going to hear Always Forever and No Hope, two of my favorite tracks off the record. Both really good. I think you're going to like it. Here we go, Cults with Always Forever and No Hope. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
sky. I take my seat, but I'm walking in the sky.
Let's catch up one last time. After Cults back there, I played The Love Language from Raleigh, North Carolina, and a big fan of Love Language. Every time they've released anything, I've put it on the show, and they've got a new record. It's called Black Mountain Demos, which I assume it's a collection of demos or something, but I, you know, to be honest, I didn't look into it, so I don't really know what the story is, but it's a great record, and the song I played is my favorite off of it, Shadow of a Ghost. Very good. If you like Shadow of a Ghost, then I think it represents the record well, represents Love Language well, so definitely look into everything else by them if you liked that track as much as I did, which is a lot. After The Love Language, I played Cut Copy from Melbourne, Australia. That was the song Walking in the Sky. It's from a new record of theirs called Free Your Mind. If you like Cut Copy, if you like that song, check it out. I'd say it's a pretty good release from them. It sounds a lot like every other Cut Copy thing. They've really got their sound down, and I think this is a good release. And Walking on the Sky stood out to me even just on the first listen. I thought that's a good song. So I figured maybe that was the one to play. All right, finishing up this episode of the show with one of my favorites, Dean Wareham of Galaxy 500 Luna and Dina Britta fame. He's at it again, but this time just going solo. At least that's the, you know, the album is released is just Dean Wareham. I'm pretty sure Britta was involved. But at any rate, it's called Emancipated Hearts, and it's an EP that is quite solid. I played a cut from it a while ago when they released it as a single. Now the whole thing's out, and it's quite good. So we're going to hear the title track, Emancipated Hearts. It's my favorite. And it's really good. So check it out. Dean Wareham finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Emancipated Hearts.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Binary Stars, the Star Traveler's theme by Starcadian, Apache, as covered by Hot Butter, and Safer Than My Friends by Computer Magic. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Follow us on social media, look for links to that and everything else I talked about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, and we'll see you next time on the show.